This morning, January 13th, 2026, cartoonist and Dilbert creator Scott Adams passed away from complications related to prostate cancer. 3.5 years ago, in the 7th video I ever posted on YouTube, I examined 10 predictions Scott Adams made in his 1997 book, The Dilbert Future. I am re-releasing that video today as a tribute to his humor and insights into technology and society. This video examines predictions he made in 1997 and focuses strictly on those ideas, not his later political views or the controversies that surrounded him. In 1997, Scott Adams wrote a book entitled The Dilbert Future, in which he made 65 predictions. In this video, I'm going to fact-check 10 of those predictions to see whether they've come true or not. I am Dr. John Padfield. I am a business professor. Full disclosure, I have been a fan of Scott Adams and Dilbert since before most people even knew he existed. The Dilbert comic strip was syndicated less than a year after I graduated college and went to work as an engineer for General Motors. Dilbert cartoons were cut out and posted on bulletin boards by copiers in every GM office that I visited. Dilbert was an instant hero to engineers everywhere. I own several of Scott Adams' books, and I follow him to this day on locals.com. I also know that Scott Adams is a cartoonist and that many of his predictions were intentional exaggerations made for the sake of humor. That's why I am picking his more serious predictions to do my fact check. With that said, let's begin. The first prediction I want to fact check is prediction number 59, found on page 212 of the Dilbert Future. Scott Adams predicted, "In the future, there will be drive-through pet care facilities." Now that might seem like an obvious prediction, but keep in mind this prediction was made in 1997. It turns out the very first drive-through vet clinic opened in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin in September 2021. So it took 24 years to come true, but that prediction has indeed come true. Scott Adams also predicted that in the future, everyone will be a news reporter. Again, keep in mind this was 1997 when less than one-third of American adults were using the internet, and the internet was accessed from home using 56K dial-up modems. But 9 years later, in 2006, MIT was predicting the demise of newspapers and the rise of citizen journalism. By 2012, The Guardian was running articles on how live blogs from regular people were changing the face of journalism by covering Occupy protests, Syrian atrocities, and other events around the world. So I'm calling that prediction true, and Scott Adams is now 2 for 2. Another prediction Scott Adams made was that in the future, internet capacity will increase indefinitely to keep up with the egos of the people using it. In 1997, the fastest home internet speed available was 56 kilobits per second, and there were approximately 70 million internet users. Today, most parts of the country have home internet speed options up to about 106 megabits per second, in some places even much faster than that, and there are over 5 billion internet users. So the internet today has about 70 times as many users and approximately 2,000 times faster than when Scott Adams made his prediction. So I'm calling that prediction true, and Scott moves to 3 for 3. Scott Adams also made some political predictions. In particular, he predicted, "In the future, most democratic countries will be led by tall people with good hair and smart staff members." I don't have any real way of verifying the part about the smart staff members, but I did do a little bit of checking into the heights of world leaders with good hair. The average adult male in the United States is approximately 5 foot 9.3 inches. Former UK Prime Minister David Cameron is 6 foot 1. Former US President Barack Obama is also 6 foot 1. The President of Slovenia is also 6 foot 1. The Prime Minister of Spain is 6 foot 2. And the Prime Minister of Canada, he is 6 foot 2. I'm going to have to call this one true also, and Scott advances to 4 out of 4. Now I can hear what some of you are thinking. Not every democratic country leader has good hair. Clear back 19 years before the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Scott Adams predicted, "In the future, voters will be so baffled they'll want smart people with bad hair to tell them what to do." I guess that makes Scott 5 for 5. In addition to political predictions, Scott also made some economic predictions. He predicted, "In the future, skilled professionals will flee their corporate jobs and become their own bosses in ever-increasing numbers." According to a July 2022 article on the Bureau of Labor Statistics Monthly Labor Review, quote, "Over the past year, the rate of job quitting in the United States has reached highs not seen since the start of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey in December of 2000. In other words, it's the highest rate of job quitting since we began tracking it over 2 decades ago. So I'm going to call this prediction true as well. Scott Adams further predicted, "In the future, the balance of power will change. We'll witness the revenge of the downsized." This is just one of countless articles about how the current labor shortage in the United States is hurting not just manufacturing, but many different industries and service sectors in the United States. I have to call this prediction true as well, and Scott moves to 7 out of 7 predictions from 1997 have already come true. On page 163 of the Dilbert Future, Scott made the prediction that in the future, the science of advertising will improve to the point where buying what you see in an advertisement is no longer optional. While that statement may sound like a ludicrous statement, there is an element of truth to it. Scott uses the phrase, "the science of advertising." Did you know there's a tremendous amount of neuroscience that goes into developing advertisements? These advertisements are engineered to work on you at a subconscious level. The company Neurinzix uses functional magnetic resonance imaging, better known as an fMRI, to watch in real time what happens inside of people's brains when they see a static advertisement like a Coca-Cola billboard or they watch a commercial. According to their website, and as always, I put links to all of my sources in the show notes, they use an fMRI to, quote, "capture both conscious and unconscious emotions and responses happening deep within the brain in order to predict consumer behavior." Russell Brand frequently talks about how big business in general and big tech in particular do not see humans as humans. They see us as consumers and markets. This website makes it pretty clear that Russell Brand is correct in his assessment. Neurinzix describes the benefits of using fMRI this way. Quote, "fMRI is the best neuromarketing technique for predicting consumer behavior, such as buying behavior and sales. Consumer behavior is mainly determined by emotions and brain processes, many of which happen under conscious awareness. fMRI is the only technique that measures it all." Neurinzix has even trademarked the term 3D brain rating, where they can directly measure the effectiveness of a commercial's ability to manipulate a person's emotions. To put this in simple terms, they are doing everything they can to literally hack a person's brain at a subconscious level to make them want to go out and buy a product. Scott's prediction was that the science of advertising will improve to the point where buying what you see advertised is no longer optional. And while we're not quite there yet, there are companies working on it. So I can't quite call this one true, but I am going to call it on track because we are definitely moving in that direction. Another of Scott's predictions is that in the future, technology will become a leading cause of death. According to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, distracted drivers killed 3,142 people in the United States in 2020. But it's not just distracted driving causing problems. If you watch the YouTube channel Fail Army, you'll see people walking down the sidewalk, running into signs and trash cans, and stepping out in front of traffic because they were distracted by their smartphones. Clear back in 2013, The Guardian ran an article about the number of children being injured from distracted walking. So like the last prediction we examined, I cannot call this prediction true because the technology is not yet a leading cause of death, but it is an increasing cause of death. So I'm going to call this one on track also. And finally, the 10th prediction that I'm going to fact check from the Dilbert Future, Scott Adams predicted in the future, assisted suicide will be a medical specialty practiced by doctors who don't like people. In 2021, the Canadian government assisted 10,064 Canadian citizens in ending their own lives. Keep in mind, the population of Canada is roughly 1/10 the population of the United States, So this would be like the U.S. government assisting 100,000 Americans to kill themselves. Just to be clear, I know this is a very personal topic. I personally have a living will, and I have carried a card in my wallet for over 30 years with instructions about what I want done if I am ever in a situation where I am unable to make medical decisions for myself and two doctors have determined that it's unlikely that I will ever regain consciousness. However, that's not what we're talking about in Canada. In 2021, across all of Canada, government-assisted suicides accounted for 3.3% of all deaths. And in the province of British Columbia, government-assisted suicides accounted for 4.8% of all deaths. Let that sink in. In 2021, nearly one out of every 20 people who died in British Columbia were assisted. These figures are not from some conspiracy theory website. The table and charts come directly from the official Health Canada website. A story in The Guardian from May 2022 tells the story of a Canadian woman who, after unsuccessfully trying to secure affordable housing, quote, ended her life in February under the country's assisted suicide laws. The Canadian government considers assisted suicide a viable treatment option for doctors to discuss with patients, and in 2023, the law will be expanded to offer this treatment to Canadians suffering with mental health issues. Going back to Scott Adams' prediction that assisted suicide will be a medical specialty, if it's not yet true, it is certainly on track to being true. So where do we stand on this fact check? Well, for those of you keeping score, of the 10 predictions I chose to examine, 7 have already come true, and 3 others are well on their way to becoming true. You may be wondering how Scott was able to make such accurate predictions 25 years ago, some of which have just come true within the last couple of years. Well, let's take a close look at that question. The first thing is that Scott repeatedly used the phrase in the future rather than picking a date within the next 5 to 10 years. Why did he do that? Well, to put it simple, he wasn't trying to scare anyone. He didn't have an agenda that he was trying to push. He didn't have a solution he was trying to get people to implement. Subscribe to my channel if you want to see my upcoming fact check of a couple of other books written in the 1960s that were full of a lot of scary predictions, but they were not nearly as accurate as the Dilbert future. Another key to Scott Adams' prediction is the 3 rules he explains in the first chapter entitled How to Predict the Future. Those 3 rules are called Adams' Rule of the Unexpected, which states something unexpected always happens to wreck any good trend. The second is Adams' Rule of Self-Defeating Prophecies, which states, whenever humans notice a bad trend, they try to change it. Any doom that can be predicted won't happen. And the third one is called Adams' Rule of Logical Limits, which states all trends have logical limits. Even though the book is 25 years old, I strongly encourage you to find a copy and read it for both the entertainment and the enlightenment it provides. My recurring theme in my videos is choose wisely, which is something you can do for yourself today instead of waiting for a politician or expert to do something for you. My recommendation is for you to make a conscious choice to apply Scott Adams' 3 rules of predictions before losing sleep over any expert's predictions of disaster. I also encourage you to remember that appeal to authority is a logical fallacy that substitutes an authority's opinion for actual evidence. And to remember one of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein, blind belief in authority is the greatest enemy of truth. If you enjoy long-range thinking about technology, incentives, and unintended consequences, you may also like my Signals and Society series.